Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta thank you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm, you know, thank you for the, you know, the emails and the messages like Happy New Year, Jewish New Year. We're not really celebrating that. Jewish New Year is a little rough, okay? We're supposed to celebrate. It's supposed to be a real, real big deal having a Jewish New Year, but it's a very, very solemn time for us Jews because a lot of us reflect, and we realize that we're probably not real good Jews, some of us. I think I need to really step up my game, and I always feel so guilty this time of year, and I think the reason why is I'm really good at following rules. You know, if you tell me to do something, and I believe in it, and it's ethical, I'll do my job, I'll do my duty, I'll wear my seatbelt, I'll wear a helmet, I'll wear my mask, but I notice I have a lot of trouble following the Judaic rules. There's like 613 of them, okay? There's a lot of them. And, you know, during this time of the Jewish New Year, you're supposed to kind of, you know, reflect and repent on your sins and make up with your enemies and then, you know, ask God for forgiveness and then, you know, expect his judgment and hope you're inscribed in the Book of Life. And it's a very, very stressful time, I'm telling you. It's very, very stressful. And then on top of all of this, with COVID, we can't go to temple. Well, I mean, a few of us could go to temple, you know, but there's, because of the limitations, you can't go to temple. And so for those of us that don't go to temple often, we just really hope that our attendance adds some extra brownie points, right? And some of us are not going to temple. And so I'm a little nervous. So what I want to do just right now, really quickly, if you don't mind, is do my confessions. And a lot of people are like, really, Jews confess? We confess a little differently. We don't, you know, confess to, you know, a priest or a rabbi or whatever. We confess to God, and we do a process of confession. It's just, since I'm not going to be in temple, you know, and my friends and the rabbi aren't going to hear them, then, you know, then you guys are. Okay, so I need to be a better Jew, okay? So I need to go to temple more. I don't go to temple more. I've eaten egg McMuffins. Egg McMuffins have Canadian bacon. We're not supposed to eat pork. I ran into the rabbi the other day and I asked him if he needed me to pick up lunch, like a BLT. He looked at me like, you realize I'm not supposed to eat BLTs. I don't like BLTs. I don't like bacon. But gosh, Canadian bacon tastes good. So that's been wrong of me. You're supposed to honor thy father and mother. And, you know, I give my mom a hard time. I think that also has to include in-laws. And I've made over 2,000 mother-in-law jokes just in the last 24 hours. Not very good. So I'm sorry. That's not good. It's not funny. You aren't supposed to make fun of any sort of in-law at all. That just, it's just bad. Another bad thing I do is I work on the Sabbath. I'm a workaholic. And I tried that where for 24 hours I would do no work. I can't do that. I should, you know, and I know God's watching right now but I just work and I just always work. And you're not supposed to go on the computer. You're not supposed to call on the telephone. You're not supposed to buy things. So that's kind of a problem. I bet on the Cowboys. I bet against the Cowboys once. I thought the Cowboys were going to lose and I knew there was money to be made. And I bet against the Cowboys. I'm so bad. I am like so evil. You're not supposed to covet. You're not supposed to be jealous. I'm jealous. I'm jealous of Delilah. Delilah, who's everybody kind of compares me to, and she has much better ratings and makes more money. And she gets to play music rather than sit here and confess her sins, right, on air. So I covet Delilah. I've killed a spider. And when I've stepped on that spider, I've gone, score. So that's not good. That's really not good. What else? I wrote all down all my sins. Oh, yeah. I blamed gas on an old person walking out of the elevator, and I'm like, so bad of me. Oh, my gosh, it's so bad. What else have I done? Okay, so when you're in temple, even though I know some Hebrew, I don't know all the Hebrew. And so when, you know, sometimes the rabbi is like behind us, you know, on the microphone, or the rabbi walks by, or your friends are kind of watching you pray, and you're like, yeah, you know, you're just kind of doing your thing, you know. And I'm like doing my whatever. And then I'm like, oh, my gosh, I don't know the words. And when I don't know the words, I confess, I make them up, and then I go to make it sound like I'm still doing my Hebrew, and I know I'm really not supposed to do that. I don't know. I haven't written all my sins down because there's just so many, and so this is really not an easy time. When somebody cuts me off, you know, and they're speeding and they're driving super fast, I've said, you know, I'd like to see them, you know, flip half a dozen times, like on the A team, you know, and then land upright and then look at me while I'm driving by going, see, you jerk. And, you know, oh, I've cussed. I've never said the Lord's name in vain, because I don't like that. That's like really, really bad. But I've said some real doozy cuss words, and yeah, I can't share those on air. So you know what? I could go all day, and I'm feeling really bad the more I do this. So I guess the point I'm making is that this is tough. I mean, you know, when you know, we couldn't celebrate Passover or Easter or whatever, you know, in church or temple, and you know, now we have the High Holy Days, and the High Holy Days are some really, really, I mean, that's a really strict times, and then we have to fast for 24 hours, and fasting for 24 hours to atone for our sins, that just barely cuts it for me. That probably gets my sins up until the second grade. I mean, I need to probably fast all year round just to barely get through high school. But if you see a Jew, you know, and say hi, you know what I mean? Right? And you know, when you go Happy New Year party, you know, we don't get to do that, you know? Just kind of nod and say, look, you know, we all sin. You're gonna get through it, you know. Just, you know, maybe do what's that Rosetta Stone or a Duolingo or whatever app, so you could learn some Hebrew so you don't have to fake it. And you know, all I could say is, you know, to all of us kind of going through this whole religious time, you know, God is very forgiving, you know, just always try to be better, you know, and I just wish everybody a happy new year, and hopefully this next year is going to be with peace and safety and health and no more COVID. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So last week we talked about the cuties and the sexualization of these young girls. It was a French film. That the American name for it is cuties, where these girl of a very conservative background wanted to join a dance group, and it unfortunately some of the underlying story and the artwork was beyond what was appropriate, very suggestive for kids that age. I think women any age, but we've talked about that. And then in the news last night or yesterday, Jerry Harris, one of the stars of the hit Netflix docuseries Cheers, I love that show, but Cheer, has been arrested on federal child pornography charges. 21-year-old was charged with one count of producing child pornography, but he has been accused of requesting nude photographs and videos.
videos from several minors repeatedly soliciting oral sex at cheerleading competitions. Now, Netflix is under fire for both of these issues, and here to kind of talk about that is back again, Andy Berger with Voices Against Trafficking. Andy, thank you again for joining us. I know you're very, very busy, so we really appreciate your time.
Well, thank you so much for having me back. It's an honor.
Okay, so Netflix is under fire. People are calling for its boycott. Where do you stand on that?
Well, I'm absolutely with that, in fact, because what this movie has done, Cuties, has definitely prepared a predator's feast, so to speak, because these young girls, I mean, everyone who filmed that movie, everyone who was involved in that movie knew exactly what was going on, exactly what the camera angles were focused on, and, you know, federal law actually defines child pornography to include lascivious exhibition of a child's private parts. Nudity is not a requirement under the statute, and, you know, certain images of this film would satisfy that, you know, whether Netflix gets called on it or not, you know, who knows, but it is tragic that some of the consultants with Netflix who are parents themselves, you know, whether it's former President Obama and his wife or the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, that these parents are not upset.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This film takes away the right of parents to have an age-appropriate sexual conversation with their own children.
Mm-hmm. So most of the videos and clips that, you know, have been stirring controversy have been removed from the Internet and YouTube, and understandably so. So, you know, without being too graphic, you know, these girls were supposedly 11 years old. Explain roughly what the camera angles were doing. Was it the dancing, or were they showing what is kind of stirring? I mean, we understand the controversy, but since we don't really see the videos and all we see is a little bit of the artwork that was taken down, what are some of the things that you've seen that has been stirring this controversy?
A couple of the things that I saw, I did not watch the whole movie because it was so disturbing as a survivor myself of sex trafficking, mm-hmm. but my team did, and the ones I did see, the cameras were focused on you know, the bottoms of the girls, you know, moving and gyrating. There was another shot where a girl was actually undulating, you know, an 11-year-old undulating in skimpy clothes. I mean, that's disgusting beyond all belief, and all it does is it eggs on anyone with a depraved nature. And who is the movie for? It's not for children. It's for the adults, and Netflix knows that. The other shots of their breasts and other things, you know, these are pre-development, you know, developing young girls. What does the average dad out there, the average mom out there do, you know, if their daughter or niece or somebody they're in charge of sees this movie and says, oh, mommy, I want to dress like that. I want to be like that.
Mm-hmm. You know, we spoke on my show about how this has been going on for decades, like Fast Times at Richmond High, Phoebe Cates and the pool scene. Now, even though Phoebe Cates was over 18 at the time, I think she was about 20, 21 years old during filming, the movie depicts a teenage younger sister, you know, in a you know, raunchy act, and many of these movies have. And, you know, I not only, you know, blame what happened with Cuties, but I mean, I think Hollywood has been guilty for decades, you know, having young girls in cheer outfits and you know, like with Glee, I love the show. I thought the show was great, but I mean, you know, they had episodes where they were talking about, oh, let's make a porn video, or let's make it. And I'm like, a little kid see this and go, so that's what I'm supposed to do as a teenager.
Exactly, and they've desensitized not only the value of children, the value of innocence, you know, the rights for these kids to actually be kids at that age, an age-appropriate 11-year-old, you know, instead of preparing them for, you know, to become sex trafficking bait or a prostitute or anything else. But you're right, it's been happening for decades, and honestly, the only thing that I can think of, just like with some of the universities, well, you know, I want my boy to be a football star, so we're just going to turn the other way, or I want my girl to be an Olympic gymnast while in Hollywood, you know, what parent doesn't want their child to be the next star, right? And so mm-hmm. they overlook a lot of things. But even as an adult, we saw it with the Me Too movement, women that came out well, I did this. I thought this was what I was doing, but it turned out to be something else. Now, as an adult, you need to kind of vet out your situations. But these are children. Children do not have to be sexualized. They do not look for intimacy or sexual relations at that age. It is not normal for that. But when you instill the seed or the mindset that, like you just said, oh, hey, that's what I'm supposed to do as a teen, they're going to go do that.
Exactly, exactly. We're speaking to Andy Berger with Voices Against Trafficking. We have debated on whether, like, you know, video games induce violence or if movies or pictures, you know, induce somebody to become a pedophile. And that's debated in the medical literature. But I think the low-hanging fruit or a very easy mode of attack is to have less victims out there. And so what I get concerned about is having all these, you know, when young girls are watching shows and, you know, TV shows and movies and streams and things like that, they're unfortunately drawn to these sorts of things and, you know, looking normalized. And I'm not saying, you know, we have everybody, you know, dressed in turtlenecks and long pants, but, you know, what do you think is an easier way to go about preventing more girls from becoming victims, such that the pedophiles or the predators that are out there don't, you know, go to them?
That is a big question, but what I can say is this is more subliminal, or well, maybe not so subliminal now with all the attention, but right in our very own televisions, we have a movie that is grooming young girls, you know, to be a victim by watching such things and by allowing such things. So besides the diligence of the parent or guardian of these minor children, you know, the parental controls being more active in what are you watching or what are your friends watching and that kind of thing. And there's a lot of pressure on parents and guardians right now with all the stuff that's going on in the world. But still, we need our kids to have somebody in there that moderates what information are they getting. The other part of it is, with victimization, we know that, you know, they're targeted. Netflix is targeting a certain group, but they're targeting the adults in order to get these young kids as a product. So when somebody's targeted or in the stage of grooming, it's gaining trust. Well, what if a young daughter or a young son, mom and dad say, oh, sure, watch whatever you want. They trust mom and dad, right? You know, or whoever is their guardian. And so they're going to watch things because they've probably figure that they should know what they're talking about. Hey, mom, dad said I could watch this. This is okay. Oh, this is what I need to go do when I see a girl the next time or I see a boy the next time. So, again, it's that whole trust relationship. And all Netflix has done is filled a need for more predators to act out their predilections.
I hear you. Now, the defenders of, you know, the movie, or those who think that some people are overreacting, are saying, well, how do movies, shall we say, I think their excuse, and I'm not saying there is an excuse, is, you know, then how would Netflix approach airing content that does show that there are the horrible, you know, effects of trafficking? And, you know, I believe what was it? The director tried to claim that this was to educate people on sex trafficking.
Exactly.
Obviously there's a big difference. How would you suggest, and I know we're in the final minute here, how would you suggest if somebody wants to educate others on trafficking?
Well, first of all, get credible information. This is not an educational film. There is nothing that says in the beginning, this is to make you aware of such and such, or we're doing this to show you based on interviews, whatever. I don't know anything that director did to show that she was involved. But we do need to watch credible documentaries. Go to my site. Go to voicesagainsttrafficking.com. Go to Innocence at Risk. Go to the places that work with these victims and know what's happening. If Netflix wanted to do something, they would do an actual film based on facts.
All right. Andy Berger, thank you so much for joining us. God bless you, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you so much.
All right, guys, don't go away.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is pushing back against a report that claims he paid only $750 in federal income taxes in 2016 and 2017, the president calling it totally fake news. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany adding,
we've seen this play out before where there was a hit piece about the president's taxes just before a debate, an accurate one at that. This is the same playbook they tried in 2016, the same playbook that the American people rejected, and will do so again.
President Trump also calling for the U.S. attorney in Minnesota to investigate a report claiming Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's supporters were illegally ballot harvesting in the state. Ballot harvesting is when a third party collects ballots from voters and brings them to polling stations. This is USA Radio News. Some people are taking supplements and hoping to boost their immune system so they don't catch the coronavirus. But Dr. Anthony Fauci, member of the Coronavirus Task Force team, says it's a waste of money.
There aren't very many things that you can take in supplements that can boost your immunity. With all due respect to the thousands of bottles, this herb and that herb and the other thing, the best way to maintain your immunity is healthy living.
Fauci is, though, a fan of vitamin D supplements, as many people are stuck inside. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is expressing hope that a new deal could be made between Democrats and the White House regarding a coronavirus relief bill to curb losses suffered during the coronavirus pandemic. Pressure has been mounting on Pelosi after Democrats in the White House failed to reach an agreement in early August over how much to spend and what aspects of the economy needed assistance. Both sides do seem to be in agreement on another round of stimulus checks. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Dolly, you show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, remember a woman years ago was at, I believe it was the McDonald's drive-thru, and she was given her cup of coffee, and it was so piping hot that it spilled and burned her leg. And she won, I think, $1 million. And people are like, oh, my gosh, oh, the lawyers, all that. Well, you know, I've spoken to lawyers who kind of, you know, studied the case and followed the case. One might have even worked on the case. I don't remember. This happened years ago. And they had said the reason why the case went through is it was a slam dunk. And it was such an easy case to win because apparently, or allegedly, McDonald's had been warned multiple times that the temperature was off and that they held their coffee and beverages just way too high. And so this kind of, you know, told many fast food establishments or places that serve hot drinks that they better get their act together and they better, you know, follow what the inspectors say and the heeds and the warnings, etc. Well, unfortunately, we've had another burn incident, this time with Starbucks. Tommy Pilyev has now filed a lawsuit against Starbucks Corp. and Pactiv Packaging on September 8th because he had ordered, he's 22 years old, had ordered a Starbucks tea when the cup lid became loose, spilled on his body, and his abdomen, thighs, penis, scrotum, peritoneum, and buttocks were among the affected areas. Now, the peritoneum is the lining within the abdomen. I need to take a look a little bit more if they have any medical records. I'm wondering if they meant to say perineum. Perineum is the genital area between, you know, the testicles and the anal area. The perineum is that whole kind of down below undercarriage. So I don't know if the peritoneum, which basically is a lining within the body, was burned as well. But either way, he's filed a lawsuit. And he filed the lawsuit this month, but the injuries happened back in October 2018. And court documents, this is being reported by Daily Mail, show that the two companies are accused of negligence and product liability. So the incident happened when his family purchased two grand size honey citrus mint teas at a Starbucks location in Roseville. I'm not exactly sure what, oh, that's in California. Oh boy. And the family was driving home through the Sacramento area in their 2018 BMW SUV at the time. As the window associate reached to the SUV's window still to deliver the second sleeved and lidded cup, the lid lost its seal with the cup lip and dislodged from the top of the cup. Hot tea spilled on his hand during the transfer. The cup overturned on the windowsill. Hot tea poured onto his hands, stomach, and pelvic area. He was covered in scalded tea, but he couldn't open the door to escape because he was in the drive-thru window, so he was stuck. So he quickly put the SUV into gear, accelerated from the window, pulled into an adjacent parking lot, stripped off his sweatpants, and I'm looking at pictures. It's bad. It was, I don't know how hot this could have been, but we are talking second, third degree burns. So he was rushed to Sutter Roseville Medical Center's emergency room. Unfortunately, by then, he had had several concerning burns to several parts of his body. The emergency team reported partial thickness burns with blistering across the lower left abdomen, penis, thighs, scrotum, peritoneum, and buttocks, according to what they said. So peritoneum, wow. Nine of his fingers also burned to at least the second degree, left more than right. Now, hospital staff have confirmed it and all that, and he was then transferred to UC Davis, and he spent 11 days in the burn unit. You know, when a burn affects the hands or it affects the genitalia, you're getting admitted to the hospital. So, he lost the ability to play piano. He's lost certain sexual intimacy. Apparently, sex is painful. And so he also had issues walking. Said in the 5 months post-discharge, he gradually regained the ability to walk, the ability to sense touch in some of his fingers, hold his young child. So this is going to be a big lawsuit. Now, I'm sure there's going to be a settlement, but wow. And, you know, when it comes to burns, and I do a lot of workers' comp injuries, the lifelong devastation from not having skin that works, skin that could sweat, skin that could, that has hair, because you lose the hair, you know, skin that can help, you know, protect against injuries, skin that doesn't crack, skin that isn't hypersensitive, skin that isn't numb, it's pretty debilitating. But what I find very concerning about this case, as with many others, is you're only as good as your staff. If your staff does things halfway, if your staff is not careful, if your staff is rushed, if your staff is under certain, protocols or demands that they have to do something in X amount of time, unfortunately, that's when accidents happen. You know, there's rumors, and again, I don't want to name any names, but there are rumors that there are certain salon chains that are out there that have time deadlines on haircuts. And I just find that so concerning. And so, and I don't even want to start investigating it because I'm afraid of what I could find, but I've heard that you don't want to rush anything where somebody has a scissors in their hands, you know? I mean, I own a couple supercuts, and I've been just blown away how stylists come and say, so I could take a half hour for a haircut? And we're like, well, you do the haircut however way you do it. What do you, there's no time stamp, and apparently there's places out there where they have to finish the haircut in a certain time. Whenever you force speed on somebody, the anxiety sets in, and, you know, that's where I worry where things can go wrong. And, you know, with COVID and our COVID practices and things like that, I mean, I've seen, even post-COVID, I've seen people in restaurants do such halfway cleaning or halfway sterilizing. I'm like, that's not sterilizing. You barely even, you know, but you see the rush. You see the, you know, where the priorities are, you know, and it's all management, you know. And so, you know, here somebody is getting burned and scalded. And I go, and I know this is back in 2018, so this doesn't have to do with COVID, you know, but or Obamacare. Did you notice that? You see, I did not blame Obamacare. Did you see that? Okay, good. But, you know, here is not making sure a lid is on secure, not making sure that the temperature of your product is not going to cause third degree burns should be paramount, should be understood. It should be a given. And so I worry when you hear something like this, how much more this is going to accelerate the automation. I mean, you are only as good as your staff, and your staff is only as good as your management. So if you have poor managers, if you have poor staff, if you have people that are, you know, shall we say, you know, rushing or feel stressed or lazy or not following the rules, you're faced with a lawsuit. You're hurting people. And so I unfortunately, when you hear these things, and I know, you know, there seems to be rare cases with burns, but I do hear on a very, very common level mistakes being made or on purpose things being done, like somebody spitting in the food or somebody, you know, deterring a customer or somebody saying something that ends up being politically incorrect or racist. At some point, employers are going to say, I can't trust humans. And they'll say, I don't have to worry about a computer or a robot or automation doing something or, you know, or saying something that's going to be perceived as racist or unsafe or whatever. You know, somebody needs to use a bathroom, the robot will say, here you go, here's the key. And, you know, and if it is an issue, they could blame the robot. Same thing with, you know, the robot can make sure that the temperature's at a certain degree. So, I mean, you know, people, we got to be more careful because we are going to squeeze ourselves out of our own jobs. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. switch to plant-based diet, also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars, built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Perfect music for this because we're now talking about spy stuff and spooky. I get very, very scared with my cell phone and my iPhone and my Apple Watch and my... I've been kind of weirded out by technology because I do think our phones are listening. I do think our phones are somehow, you know, picking stuff up. I just didn't think that the camera would activate. So apparently Facebook is being accused of spying on Instagram users with a camera setting. Now, we're being told that the iOS 14, you guys know more about tech than I do, that they're fixing a sort of security glitch, okay, where you could tell if you're being spied on by a little green or orange dot that's going to come up on your screen. Now, I don't know if that means some of us would have the older phones, all right? I know Apple has announced that they're trying to increase security. And, you know, these are all different entities. You got Apple, you got Facebook, you got Instagram. And the tech world is a world that you think medicine is complex and convoluted with everything going on with COVID. I don't know what the hell. If I was in tech, I would be so confused. And you know, Godspeed to those of you going into the tech industry, because the tech industry, you know, just like medicine, you got to keep reading and you got to, you know, be up on all the latest and the greatest. With medicine, you know, it's still a lot slower than tech. Every day something new is coming out with tech. So from what we understand, that for market research, there has been some spying going on. Now, I don't recall my camera going on or whatever, but you know what I find so idiotic is how I just swipe something on my phone and there's a camera, and then I do a little light touch and it takes a picture, and I'm like, well, if I didn't touch it, would it still take the picture? And we think, oh, okay, no, you have to actually have that little light touch to make the picture happen. If not, none of that's getting recorded. And I just don't buy that, because if the phone has the ability to capture an image, then that, I just feel that's going somewhere. Now, luckily for me, my phone's in my studio, or my phone's whatever, and, you know, I mean, you know, the whole world kind of knows, you know, right? You know, what I burp, and, you know, what I like to eat, and, you know, how I talk to my husband, so I'm not really worried about that. But I do kind of worry because I don't have magazines in the bathroom anymore. I just take my phone in. So when I have to go potty, I'll take my phone in. And I'll play Candy Crush, and I'll use a bunch of lives. By the way, thank you guys. All of you guys that send me Candy Crush lives, thank you. And just not to ruin your day, but the reason why I need them is because I might be in the bathroom for a period of time, and then I just run through my lives. So thank you guys for answering my request to give me more Candy Crush lives, right? Yeah, because, you know, or a lot of times when I'm watching football, I'll like you just kick back and I'll play while watching football and stuff. Browns, I was pretty surprised with the Browns and the Bengals game, although the Browns kind of, ruined the spread for the Browns, but that's okay. Good game. But so I guess the iOS, is it the iOS 14? And I apologize if I'm not very techie, but I think this is important to share with you guys. Apparently, they have a way where, one, you can obviously you're supposed to be able to disengage the camera on your settings and disengage microphone and things like that. I would probably suggest you do that all the time. My problem is I'm too lazy to, every time I think I need it, to change it, you know? So it's like, I'll just leave the microphone on, or I'll just, you know, I mean, I'm not going to, you know, go and change my settings. You might want to. So the iOS 14 feature will actually warn you now if somebody is spying on you. There's going to be a little orange dot at the top of the screen that is supposed to let you know that you are being spied on by somebody. Now, I don't know if my recent upgrade, see, my iPhone, I don't think has upgraded, or not upgraded, updated, because every time I try to update it, it says not enough storage. And I have to, like, spend more money on more storage, because I have a lot of pictures, and I don't really have a lot of games. I only have Candy Crush on there. But I think you would have to, in order to get this, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think you'd have to be doing the latest update. But, I mean, Are we going to still kind of put up with this whole smartphone thing? I love my smartphone. I don't see myself getting rid of it. My husband and I have this discussion all the time. He's like, I am done with cell phones. I'm done with loss of privacy. I'm done with Facebook and seeing all the politics on it. I'm done. Yeah, we keep getting drawn to it. We keep getting drawn to it. And the reason why is I think there's this higher power that wants us to be a captive audience. These smartphones have revolutionized everything. I mean, I haven't had to do one math equation in my head because I have a calculator now all the time. And I can ask Siri to calculate it. What is the square root of 25? The square root of 25 is 5. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is really cool. Where was she when I was in, you know, calculus 3? Oh my gosh. I mean, if I need to, I don't know, if I need to know where I'm going, I could Google Maps. Everything is on our phone. And so, my friends are like, well, I have a flip phone. And I'm like, really a flip phone? And we make fun of them. But gosh, I kind of miss the good old days of the flip phone because maybe it would just ping your location, but it wouldn't be recording you. You know, and it wouldn't be, and I know some of you are like, Dr. Dahlia, no, nothing's recording us, nothing's listening. I don't know about that. I told you guys, I was talking to a friend of mine, and a friend of mine was talking about getting, a wax. She wanted to do like electrolysis of her legs and whatever. So we're talking about it, and then all of a sudden, what comes online? Boom. All these ads for electrolysis and hair waxing and all that. And I'm like, okay, they might have been listening to her, but it might have been looking at me, right? Going, girlfriend, you need to wax or you need to electrolysize. I was talking about Michael Fassbender. I was probably, we talked about my sins, you know, and I was making confessions. You know, I confess I've talked about other men and fantasized about other men, but I've done it, you know, in front of my husband. I've just told him, oh my gosh, Michael Fassbender's so hot, you know, while we're watching Band of Brothers or something like that. So, okay, that's, you know, I think it's okay because my husband's like, all right, well, she likes him, but it's not okay. You're not supposed to talk about other men with your husband, okay? You're just not supposed to do that. But all of a sudden, my camera brings up stuff about Michael Fassbender. So, you know, why are we allowing this? Okay, well, you know, it's interesting. What if people want that? What if this is our little imaginary friend? I mean, think about it. When I don't know what to shop for, and I'm like, you know, gosh, what would look good on me? All of a sudden, my phone shows clothes, shows shirts, shows, and I'm like, oh, that looks good, right? You know, I'm thinking about my mascara. I'm talking to my husband about, you know, maybe I need to get lashes or whatever. Boom. Mascara ads pop up. It's almost like I have a best friend. I was talking about how I need to lose weight, right? Need to make my butt smaller. Boom. Diets. I need to go to a restaurant. I don't know if the restaurant's good. There's a Yelp review. Our phone is like one of the best friends ever. And I'm wondering if that's kind of why we're like, you know what? I'll forgo the privacy. I'll forgo the intrusion into our lives or the ability of somebody to take this information and use it against us. Although, I mean, everybody knows I need to, you know, wax here and there. That's really not, you know, anything secret. I cannot wait to see who tries to blackmail me. I am just dying for somebody to come up and go, you know what? I got this on you. And I'm like, why don't you listen to episode 275 from the year 2015? All right, I talked about that. Go ahead, blackmail me. But I think people are so, because the 80s and 90s ingrained us of having all this high tech and being able to have hoverboards and all this kind of, you know, cool stuff, that our smartphones are so high tech and so cool and so outer space and so robotic that I'm thinking people just don't care. And we're kind of like being, you know, lambs led to slaughter. Our phones are spying on us. That's not a good thing. Somebody better do something about that. But I'm not ready to give up my phone. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia, don't go away.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.